This is a shir on Kutisichas Chiluk Yud Gimel, Parshas Nasi Sicha Aleph. It's on page 16. Sif Aleph. Kibidubir kam mipamim. Aklal shateri hi nitzchis betakfu benegil l'chol ateri kula. It's not only pshat, ateri hi nitzchis, we're coming to b'sheilu, those who think that certain mitzvahs are, we have to change it, l'fit ruach of the time, etc. So we say, no, ateri hi nitzchis. It's more than that. Teira Nitzchis means that even those in Yanu, which are Piteira, we don't have them now. Like mitzvahs later in the Beis HaMikdash, etc. It's not Piteira, we don't have those mitzvahs now. Nevertheless, even Lagabi them, the Teichana Inyan is Inyan Nitzchi. It's Gam in Yanu, Shabateira, Shabagashmis, Eina Bizmanenum. Such in Yanu, which are in Teira, which are Begashmis, we don't have them now. Like stories that you have in the Teira, mitzvahs that don't apply now. Nimtzoyim him gamachshav beruchni yusa. Kapana beruchni is, we still have that in. Since there's a certain heiron avidus adam, a certain ruchni stikini that's still around now. Rabbi Zmeisavari, a ruchni is the makir v'sheiresh agashmis. Ruchni is the makir v'sheiresh agashmis. L'chura, the isaf over here is negeya. It's not just that Rabbi Zmeisavari, chagav, the ruchni is the sheiresh agashmis. T'chwana say the Teira is nitzchis. If we say that Moshel, a mitzvah of Aved in the Beis HaMikdash. Mitzvah in Aved in the Beis HaMikdash, we don't have that now, the mitzvah B'Gashmis. Elamai, we have it, Aved in Beruchnis. So, in Pashtus, you learn that what's the pshat that we have the Inyi Beruchnis? The Iker is the mitzvah B'Gashmis. The Inyi Beruchnis that you could learn, it's also a pchin of the mitzvah. It's not the etzim of mitzvah alone. Or if you have a story that the Torah tells you the way it happened, begashmis. Right now we don't have that inyan. That's a story. We have an inyan that we can learn out. A teichin, something aruch nistigim, which is daimed to it. But the ikra alim we don't have now. Ebazei, what is gekumen that the Torah? It's not shy to say lamit in ganzen with the whole emes that Torah is nitzchis. It's not nitzchis in even mushlam, because we don't have the ikra of the Torah now. At least this halakim of Torah. We have only a pchina, a remez, a inyan ruchni, but the inyan alayim felt yet. We don't have it now. Meil the Rebbe's meisiv, the punk fakert. Like the famous scene that teira medaber is bel yeinu v'remezes v'tachteinu. Every single inyan in teira, this is the way it is l'maylo. This is the way it is in ruchni, so neil mesel yeinu, in pchinas ruchnis, in avedis ha'adam beruchnis. For them, we had nishtalshul, that we have that inyan in gashmis also, that there was a meisa b'gashmis, that they went through the midbar or a mice, whatever story it says in the Torah, or mitzvahs, if you have to mekayim, you know, if a gash. The inyan is always the beruchnis. The inyan is the beruchnis, that's the shayri shayri. For them, the shtal shal inyan begash. So, meila, if we have now the ruchnis, the ikir is still here, so the Torah is nitzchis. Chol ha-shleim, says this. Okay. Chayim b'inyan, em pasha seino. Minyan b'nei gershon b'nei merari. Beginning of Parashat Nosei, we discuss the minyan, the counting of B'nei Gershon and B'nei Merari. As Chalosei and Emeres B'Seif Parashat Akidemis, which is minyan B'nei Koos, Hamistayim B'Parashat Seinu. Also, the beginning of the counting of the Levim that carried the Mishkan, which starts in the end of Parashat B'Midbar, where we counted Koos. So all these are three inyanim, minyan of B'nei Gershon, Merari, Koos, Sha'afshu B'Gashm Yusen, Einan Inyan Nitzchi, we don't have, it's not Inyan Nitzchi. We don't count one time, they were counted. It's not in Yenitzchi. Shetzivul ha-meneisim v'amin yin'atzim v'rak pamachis v'shon ha-sheinis l'seisim eretz Mitzrayim. It happened only once in the second year after they left Mitzrayim. It's in Yeruch Nisi v'nitzchi b'chol day v'day. But the Ruch Nisi in Yen is always Nitzchi. You have it every single generation. This Aveda or this Matzah, this in Yeruch Nisi that B'nei Gershom, B'nei Kozim, B'nei Merari are being counted. If humans are back to a different shayl. Lama hutzcha Yisrael Yisrael b'midbar abayim shana. Why did Eden have to be in the midbar for 40 years? Hey, nama shayde chayta meragim nigzra aleim shalei konsul aretz arbayim shana. Yeim lashana, yeim lashana. Even though taka pashtus, why were they in the midbar for 40 years? It was ha'inash. That they had a connected every single day of the 40 days. Whatever the pshat is, it's not now time to get into the pshat. What does it mean? Yeim lashana, yeim lashana. What was exactly the chet of Arbaim Yeim? Akapadam Azish state in Pasuk that Keneged Yeim, every single Yeim of the Arbaim Yeim, whatever those Arbaim Yeim is, they had to stay an extra year in the Midbar. So Kub Duche is that Bapasht is this that they were in the Midbar for Arbaim Shana was a inyan of an Einish, Keneged Arbaim Yeim that are connected to Chet HaMeragl. So nevertheless, we still have to understand why they were in the Midbar for Arba'im Shon. Because Hari Agzeira is Rak Ben Agila K'nisasim L'Eretz Yisrael. Chot B'zeh Sh'lirotz La'alis L'Eretz Yisrael V'loch Nanshu Sh'lei Konsul Eila Mida K'neged Mida. Pashtas, what was the chait? Chait is, by chait HaMeraglim, that the Yidin didn't want to go to Eretz Yisrael. The Klal Mida K'neged Mida. Is the Eber said, I'm not going to let you take a go in Eretz Yisrael for 40 years. So the English is not going into Eretz Yisrael. אבל הרי חילון ליז מהם שונה אלו במקום יישוב שלא בארץ ישראל ולא במדבר ובפרט במדבר הגודל והנירה נוח השסור ובאקו וצימון השעים שם אין מויים אז החיית is not to be in ארץ ישראל so they could have been in a different place for 40 years not in a midbar דווקא במקום יישוב in a normal place it's not סתם המדבר they were in as a gefel chamidbar a place where there's נחושים and שרפים etc terrible creatures there's nothing to drink etc. Before we go weiter, just one other. In Lekutetera and Parsha Maaseh, also explains this Indian. He says that there's a reason why the Yidden had to be in the Midbar for Arba'im Shana. And he also says, Lechura, they were there for an Einish. So how he's saying, with Darshaning against the reason why they had to be there for 40 years. He says, Lekutetera, that the Eibishter is Mesavis HaSibis. He's Mesavis HaSibis. He says that even in Inyan, which happens as an Einish, was Dicha b'kavonet chila. Nothing happens without the kavon el yena. And even though Chura is Pchira, and only because a person b'pchirasi did an Aveda, that's why we had this Einish, but we must say that on a certain level, Eibush to set things up in such a way that we should come to such a mass that there has to be an Einish. Now is not the time to get into such a sugya. What this means, Avada and Avada, the Yid is a Pchira, and every single Aveda is done by Pchira Chavshis. But nevertheless, Neda little bnei adam, like it brings us to this every single inyan, there was a kavan etchila. The world was set up lachatchila in such a way that it would happen, there would be a yirida, and later there would be an einash, etc. So meila, we could still darshan and explain what's the reason why they had to be there for 40 years. Because there has to be a reason. Yes, that it was set up like lachatchila. Muzm zogan, this upset the elephant. That's what it says in Lukut Tate. Is the Rebbe over here, is meisav on that. It says the Rebbe is saying that even in Pshat Advarim, we have to say that there's a reason why they were there for 40 years. Even without going into the umek, that everything but pnimi sein yalim as a was kavanat chila. Even without the gufa inyim in neyu bay is muchrach that there's a teichin and inyim of being b'midbar davke because al tzeinish that could have been b'makim yishu. There was meisiv more that were muchrach more taka to say that there's a inyim a reason why they would have rabbi imshan. Okay. So to us, what's taka the pshat? The bible kotei special say no. שטעם נסיעות מעמיד דברים המשכן וכאילו, וכדי להכניע כיס, כך הניק את החיצן. Says, the Yidden had members masois, 42 masois. It says that 42 words in Anu Bechayach. It's a shame of the Eibush, the shame Mab, which is the 42 words of Anu Bechayach. And the Inyan of this name, of shame Mab, is the Inyan of Birur Achitzen, Birur of Klippus. That's why, Agav, we say Anu Bechayach, before Lechadeidi on Shabbos, because Shabbos is Aliyah Se'ilumis, Eilumis on Is'ala, this is Aliyah, the union of Birra, Klippus, Birra, Ra, and Aliyah, so before that we say the union of Anu Bechech. So a component that would mem beiz masois was that there should be a achnos achitzein. How does this play out in the fact that they had mem beiz masois in the Midbar? Because the Midbar, the whole union of Yinikas achitzein, is a shedish in Yikosim of a Midbar dafke. Says that's it. Just like Baruch and Kedusha, it says the Beis HaMikdash is the mocker of all Ashbois of Kedusha in the whole world. It's the same thing, when I get to Lumazah, the mocker of Ashbois of all Ashbois of Chitzenim, of all Inyanim of Yinikas HaChitzenim is in the Midbar. Midbar is like the Beis HaMikdash of Klippel Havdu. What's the Pshat? Where do we see that? First of all, in the Midbar, especially in that Midbar where the Yidden were, it was like we just mentioned previously, it was Nachash Saraf and Akrav. It says Nachash Saraf and Akrav is kinaget gimel klipus atmeis. It's three of them. Noch three negative inyanimir. Nechosh, sort of nagat. That's kinaget gimel klipus, sholosh klipus atmeis. That's in zach. But more in avonis inyanim, it says like this. What's the inyan of a midbar? A midbar is a place where there's no tzmicha. Nothing grows. Tzmicha means that it's chayis. Chayis is shaykh to kedusha dafke. Because chayis means that it's nesina. That it's ashpo. When a person, Kedusha, the whole union of Kedusha is bitl. The Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, Perek Vav. The whole union of Kedusha is that you don't feel yourself, you feel the Eibishter. A person who's bitl doesn't feel that anything belongs to him. Ad Rebbe, he feels like nothing belongs to him. And Meila is always in a tenu of Ashpa. So, a tzmicha, which is shaykh tashpo, is shaykh tzad ha-kedusha. Mashenke klippa, which the all-in of klippa is yeshes, is in a place of klippa, there's no tzmicha. There's fakert. Yesh wants everything for himself. He's not mashpia. He doesn't give to others. So the midbar, b'frata midbar, which had nochash sar v'akrov, is the makir of the place of yinikas ha-chatzenim of the whole world. So memele, the yidin, had to go into the midbar mem beis masois. Like we said, mem beis is the shame of the Eibushu, which is mevare chitzenim. They had to go with the Mishkan 42 places in the midbar. To mevare, to machnia the place which is makir of all hashpois of chitzenim. All the union of yinikas ha-chitzenim. Say the mizu. הידי שכנוע שחצינו ואחרי שכה מאסטרו הם ממשיכים גיל הלכוס. בכדי לפו זה הוא צריכו להזבמיד בממשל. רבי אדס, that it's not only that they were מכניעה דחצינים, the emphasis is they were pale also גיל הלכוס. סיסט הזה, just to be mazda a little bit more, פשטס, when you learn the מים הלכות התארה, it doesn't say like what it says here in the שיחה. רבי זה מדייק from a lot של הלכות התארה like what it says here. סיסט הזה. פשטס הלכות התארה it says, then the midbar they went only to machnia the chitzenim. Skafia. To make that the chitzenim shouldn't have any more koyach, shouldn't be able to stand strong, etc. But not that it should be a place which should be made alakus. Just that the chitzenim akabonim should already not have such a koyach. Skafia, not a sapcha. Elomai, loosid love, there'll be sapcha. Loosid love, there'll be gil alakus mamish. As a chon for the union of loosid love, the first love is you have to machnia the klippas. And later, loosid love, because there was already a chmas, a klippas is able to be gil alakus in midbarechet. It does say in Lukut HaTeira that the union of Mishkan is gil alakus, like we understand by Pashtas, the mokam ha-mishkan is mokam ha-shchina. But not that they were mamshich alakus in the midbar. The says, the Pashtas, this that the Mishkan was the union of gil alakus, is only that there should be ma'at eir dechar b'cheshach. Not that they took the Mishkan and mem beis masois in the midbar in order to be mamshech lakus in the midbar. It was only that there should be an union of gil lakus. When there's gil lakus, ma'at eir dechar b'cheshach. But the midbar itself didn't become a place where there was hamshach lakus in the midbar. That's bepashtus. That knows bepashtus. It's only going to be lost in love with that to know. But the Rebbe's medayik from the beer of the Maim, later the Maim of the Lekoteri has a beer, the Lashon of a deer that after he says that the Mishkan was Machnia, the Chitzenim of the Midbar, and Lashon of it will be Mamish Gila Lekos, is there's a Lashon of a deer that Vahoyim Mamshichim Gila Lekos, idea Mishkan. A Lashon that says Vahoyim Mamshichim Gila Lekos. So the Rebbe's medayik for the Lashon, as that the MS is the midbar at Uvgitan, the midbar achieved also an Indian of Gil Alkus inside the Mishkan achieved also an Indian of Gil Alkus in the midbar. It wasn't just that the Mishkan was at Geshain Telakus and through that was Ma'at Evdei Char B'cheshach. The Mishkan at Geshain Telakus was actually Mamshach Alakus in the midbar. Avad, the Shleimus of the Sinyim will only be lost. But the Aschole of the Indian of Amshach Alakus happened also now when the Yidden were in the midbar. It says not only the Aschole, it's Achshore. That there has to be achnos achitzenim in order that later when Mashiach comes there could be amshach zelukus b'midbar. There was even a aschola of the union of amshach zelukus gufa when the Mishkan was in the midbar. Okay, let's see ha'ara number 8. Abba asa shayin. If we say then why was there membeis masois in the midbar with the Mishkan in order to be machniyah the chitzenim and to be mamshach lakus, which is a very vichtik inyan, because the whole tachlis of everything is to make a dirab tachdenim, to take place, which is molly klippus, and to mehapach at the kedusha. So l'chure, now the shayla becomes l'idach kisa. It was l'chatchil that Rabbi asked, if you learn that the whole inyan that they were in the midbar for 40 years was only a inish, so it's not understood why they had to be b'midbar dafke. It could have been b'mokim yishuv also. Now that we explain that it was an inyan achreich that they should be by midbar, because otherwise there wouldn't be the inyan of achnos achitzenim and amshach zelukus by midbar. Now it's not understood how does it work with pashtus inyan. A bipshuta shom mikra, they were only in the midbar for 40 years because they had chet ameraglim. And ein mikra yetzim bipshuta. Kup the chesed that if they would have not been the inyan of chet ameraglim, they would have not been the inyan of going in the midbar for aboyim shon. Is vet shver if being in the midbar for Boim Shon is such an important inyan, it's negit, like Avon of Dirba Tachteinim. How is that? How can we say such an inyan was totally on them doing Chas V'Shalom and Aveira? What would have been without Aveira? They wouldn't have had the Tachas HaKavon. So that's what the Rebbe says in the Ara, hey, to mashi lule cheta meraglim loyo yitzirichim liiz b'midbar Mem Shonah. Yesh leimar, lefisha oz hoya birir beifan acher. And he's mitzayim val derech ha-mavu b'teira e b'negil ha-chetei tzadas. This is as it. Chetei tzadas, it says over there in Teira e, that after chetei tzadas, what happened to Adam Rishon? He was cursed that he has to be Eved HaSadom. He has to start plowing the world, the ground. And till then, he didn't have this aveda of having to zeis ha-pech ha-teich ha-lechem. He didn't have to work hard to work with the Adama to be able to produce something, to produce lechem. After chetei tzadas, he says he has to work with the ground. What does that mean in Ruch Nisanyon? He says that the union of Chirisha, Zri, etc. is Avedis HaPirurim. Just like in Pashto Sanyonim. You have to take the good part of the land and then you have to mevare the good part of the Tvua, etc. until you have Lechem. Is that shows that Aruch Nisanyonim, the whole union is to mevare the Tev Mera, to take out the Nitzutzus of Kedusha from the Ra. Frekt sich at Shaila, Ey Bazei, what would have been without Chet Tzadas? If the whole union that they had to have, that Mother Marishan was given this curse that he has to be Chedish, that he has to work hard with the ground, was only because of Einish. For Chetei Tzadas, L'chura, the Inyan of Avedis HaBirurim is an Inyan which is Negea Ba'atza. If there's Birurim, if there's Nitzetis of Kedusha, which are hidden in Ra, we have to be Mevara, those Nitzetis of Kedusha. So what would have been without Chetei Tzadas, and if he wouldn't have been cursed to be Tabezeh Sapech HaTech HaLechem? Says the Alter Rebbe, Avadu and Avada, that we always would have had this Inyan of Birur and Nitzetis. But it would have been able to be done by Eifan Acher. It would have been able to be done just by being Mamshech HaLekus, without getting involved in the Gashmis, just standing from afar and being mamshech halakus, and that itself, the mamshech halakus would be machnia all the ra, and the nitzitz of kedusha would be nigal, would come out, would be nizbar. There wouldn't have had to be the inyan of having to go in the ra and working with the ra and being mezachech the ra until you're able to be megal the nitzitz halakus. You would be able to just stand from far, be mamshech halakus, and that itself would be machnia the ra and the tev would be nizgal. Says the Rebbe, al derech zeh, we could say here. Al derech ha-mavu b'teireh. It's not exactly the same, you know, but al derech zeh, we could say over here. It doesn't touch up exactly what it means over here. What would be the chiluk of the birur of the midbar without chet ha-meraglim and what it is now that there is chet ha-meraglim. But l'chura, we can explain it a little bit more based on what it says in other places in Chassidus. There's another mamorim, befrat the pod b'shalom mamorim. There's mazb that it brings, Chassidus b'chlal, the Rebbe brings in us a lot of mamorim. There's a difference in the eifin of the birur of Chetzeinim that was in the midbar to the birur of Shleim HaMelech. So it says like about Shleim HaMelech that he sat in Yerushalayim. Amalka Shva, which was Amalka Shaykh to Lumaza, came to Shleim HaMelech himself. She came and she was machni herself to Shleim. The saying that Shleim didn't need to go to her place to be mevada her. By Shleima being in Yerushalayim, that itself was enough of a Gilui Eir that it attracted, so to speak, the Inyanim that have to be in Nizbar. Masha'in ki ba'midbar. Vahib in Tzeo Arin. The Arin went from place to place. It was Takim Achnia, all the Chitzenim and Aif and Av, Mev'at the Eir, Dech Ha'ar B'cheshel, like we mentioned before. But you had to go to the Mokim of the Chitzen. It had to be Masois. It couldn't be that the Arin should be in one place. And B'derech B'meilo, all the Inyanim that have to be in Nizbar will be in Nizbar. The Arin had to go, the Mishka, the Arin had to go to the place of the klipa itself. Is l'chura, that's the word over here also. That without chet ha-meraglim, they wouldn't have been 40 years in the midbar. That's is api pshuta shodvan, the taka wouldn't be 40 years in the midbar. But avadu and avadu, there would still be the inyan of birur ha-midbar. Elamai would be naif in l'chura, epis al derech, like b'shleim ha-melech. That the mishkan would stay in one place, and all the netzetzes of kedusha, all the inyanim that have to be nizbarer, would be nizbarer b'derech me-mel. This inyan that you have to go to the Mokim Achitzenim Gufa, that was a tzitzah from Chet HaMeraglim. But Akoponim, thus is clear that once there was Chet HaMeraglim, the fact that they had to be in the Midbar Dafke was not just al tzeneinish. It was, like it says in the Pinim of the Sicha, to be able to be mevarer the Midbar. Okay. The Rebbe continues. The Pashtus, the says to Zeh. Rebbe is going to say, there's not only in Ruch Nisanyanim that we're saying that the Mishkan traveling in the Midbar was an inyan to be mehapich the Midbar to a makim of Kedusha, but it was also in Pshat HaDvarim we see that when the Yidden were in the Midbar, they had side the inyan of Achnois HaChitzenim and side the inyan of Hafichas HaMidbar to a makim of Kedusha. It says in Pshat HaDvarim, when the Yidden were in the Midbar, the Nochash Sarav Akrav was killed, and they changed the midbar from a makim midbar to a makim yishuv. So Meila, if we see that that's how it is, it fits even more with what we just said, that point of them being in the Midbar for Boim Shana was to say to Machnia the Chitzenim, like the Harigas Nachash Saravakra, and say to be Mahapich the Midbar Tamakim of Kedusha, Mahapich the Midbar Tamakim of Yisha. So we didn't say, but Pashtas, Idei Masois Bnei Yisrael B'Midbar Hoya Ha'onan Heirig Sa Nachashim Akravim. It says that the Anani HaKovid was killed all the Nachashim Akravim. So that's first the first thing that we see that even in Pshutah Shal Dvarim, the Klippas were Nichnu, the Gimel Klippas Atiris Nachashlar V'Akrav, you killed them through them going in the Midbar. V'Gam Havchoy Sa Midbar Namakim Yishuv. Another Indian is that we see that they changed the Midbar to Makam Yishuv. And like we just said before, the whole Indian of Midbar being a place of Klippa is connected to the fact that it's a Midbar Dafka, a place where there's no Tzmicha. They changed it into a place where there's, first of all, it's Bechlal not together of a Midbar, like the Rebbe is going to say, and it was Mamash a place that there was Tzmicha also. Midbar Nivdol Makam Yishuv Beika B'Shnei Inyan, L'Yashav Adam Sham. First of all, Midbar is not a place of Kedusha. Sorry, Midbar is not a place of a Yishuv because people don't sit up, don't dwell over there. It's when the Shishim Ribu of Yisrael was a Makam Yishuv. There were people there. Ruchnis and Yanim also, this also shows on the Haficha of the Midbar from a Makam of Klippa to a Makam of Kedusha. It says in Chassidus, and I bring it also later in the Sicha, Ashli Yashuv Adam Sham means Adam Eli, the Eibishter, which is referred to as Adam Eli. But Amid was a place where Lakus doesn't reside. Is the fact that in Gashmi it became a place which is Yashav Adam Sham, shows that also in Ruchnis it became a place which is Yashav Adam Elyon Sham. And then the Rebbe says in Beis, that Eretz Lezerua, like we mentioned before, that Amid was a place where it doesn't grow, nothing grows over there, and also Ruchnis Onyan, that shows that it's a place of Klippa because there's no Ashpa, there's no Onyan of Nesina. Is Abiyez Vinay Srab Amid, but Hoyamayim, Beirish Omirim, Megadlam, Minit Shoyim, Vilanis Lein Seif. It says in the Medrash that when they were in the Midbar, there was Pashta Nes, that the Beit Shal Miriam caused that there should be pashut, there should be enough of tzmicha, there should be grass and ilanis, etc., and then trees, etc. So it became eis makim shal eis midbar and a makim of yishuv in pashta senyane, and mameleich the ruchni senyane. Ruchni senyane, it was not just that they were machnia the klippas that they killed the nachash v'akrov, but the pashut became a place asher yashav adam elyon sham, and a place with the zayin of tzmicha, zayin of ashpa, zayin of nesina, because it was shaykh to kedusha with his bittul and mamel the zayin of nesina. Zel gamatam b'pnimi senyanim shenimnu alavim b'miyuchad menshleishim gemer lavidosan v'nesis amishkan v'keila shal yadam havchas amid v'lais neshavas kanal mulkot v'keila. In the parsha in Bamidbar, we find that the Levim were counted twice. And besides the fact that they were killed, they were counted separate from the rest of the Yidden. They weren't counted together with all the Yidden. But first, when they were counted separate, they were count, every single Levim ben Chedesh Vamayla was counted. A Levi which was 1 month old was counted. Then the Eibishter said, we have to make a special count, besides for the Minyan and ben Chedesh Vamayla, from ben Shleishim Vamayla, dafka for the Levim which are 30 years old and weiter. Why? In connection to those Levim which work in the Mishkan, and even more specifically, like it says in the Torah, in these parshiyos, the Aveda of carrying the Mishkan. And the Torah goes on and says exactly which part of Levi carried which part of the Mishkan, which we'll explain later in the Sikha. So we see that besides for the Etzem Minyan of the Levim being counted, they were counted specifically by Eifem Meyuchad Legabe the Aveda of Nesiyas HaMishkan. They had to be counted, those Levim which are Shaykh to Nesiyas HaMishkan had to be counted by Eifem, a separate counting. What's the Pshat? The Inyan of Nesiyas HaMishkan is like we just said, carrying the Mishkan in every single place in the Midbar, achieved the Inyan of Achnoas HaKlippas and Amshachas Kedusha in the Mishkan. So he used that the Levim who were carrying the Mishkan were being Isaac in this special Aved of Achnoas HaKlippas and Amshachas Kedusha in the Mishkan, in the Midbar. So they needed a Minyan specifically Legabi this Inyan. That says it's not enough that they had a Minyan Bechlal, they had to have the Inyan of Minyan in connection bedafka to the inyan of carrying the mishkan. Ki al yidei haminyan hamiyuchad binyan zeh nasa v'miyuchad bezeh davar chashuv. V'lochen hamidbar layifal aleim, ki davar shemminyan leibatl, v'adra b'myaf chesu l'aretz nishavs. It says, in Shaloh, that brings in many sichas, that why b'chlau were yidin counted? Because there's a klau in halacha, that davar shemminyan ain't a batl. Something which is counted, like eggs, which you count every single one individually, has a special chashivas, and it doesn't become batl, like for example, if it falls into a Isser, if it's one of them is not kosher and it falls into a heter, it doesn't become batel if it's davar shebeminya. So for the same reason yidden were counted because through that yidden became very kosher, became such a kosher zach davar shebeminya lay batel. But In fact, that a Yid's a double chashu, fine, a Yid's a double chashu. That itself, that chashivas that a Yid has, also being a Yid, that he got the special chashivas that he was counted and given a special chashivas as a Yid, is not enough when it comes to the Aveda of being machniach chitzeinim, and especially to be mahapach them to kedusha. This is such a hard Aveda, like especially like we'll see soon in the Sikha when he talks in Aveda Sa'od. But this is such a hard and special Aveda that it's not enough that you're a Dover Chashav Bechla. You have to be considered Chashav Legabi this Inya B'miyuchad, and that Legabi this Inya B'miyuchad you shouldn't be Bafel. Because, I feel impassioned to say, when you're being Isaac in a fight, in a Lumaze, you have a fight, it's not just that you're being doing Aveda Sa'ashem. There's a fight here, there's a stark Lumaze, you have to machnir the Lumaze, and Fakir B'mapachit Kedusha. As a sarzach is you could lose the battle. It's one thing if you have stam aveda, but when there's a starke menagid, you could lose the battle chas v'shal. So there has to be an inyan of minyan which gives you chshivas that you shouldn't be bottled and fakert. You should misgaber on the cheshach and not the cheshach chas v'shal on you. So mainly Levim, which carried the Mishkan, had to be counted not just in the regular count of Ben Chedesh Umayel, that have a special inyan of minyan b'miyuchad legabi this inyan of Nesis HaMishkan. Rest of the Sikh in the next year.